He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or the dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." That is today's scripture and can be found in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7 and 8.
Father, I will spend each day waiting for your return patiently. I will watch the skies, but I will not put aside your work to do nothing but wait. I know that you expect me to continue doing what you have set before me until that glorious day arrives. So, Father, revive me and set me on fire to witness to the ends of the earth of your wonderful love and your salvation. Amen.
Today, this is where the rubber meets the road, be honest with yourself. Are you actively being one of his witnesses? Because remember, Jesus said it twice. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before the Father and all of heaven.
Today's action. Ask the Lord today to make you a bolder witness. Today's treasure is found in the book of Romans 13:11. And to do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed.
I can tell you with all authority, my friends, if your idea of being a Christian is sitting on your pew and keeping it warm, singing some happy praise songs and a few amens as the pastor gives you 3 points in a poem, and then going back to your world and being just who you've always been, you're going to be in for a surprise on that judgment day. Jesus said it.